Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Be thankful today, regardless of what's going on. Never forget that He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. It's all to find God. And again, I am still in the middle of the woes and the struggles of the financial side of our business right now. And again, I think it comes in waves where we're doing really well and then it dries up, and then we're doing really well and then it dries up. And it's just kind of part of what I deal with when it comes to the finances or the financial side of our business. But you got to get settled on God. And I remember years ago when we started the business, when I really took on that pressure, it changed me as a person in the sense that I became way more reliant on God, because we did not have anything. There was no place to go to get money. It was what it was, and God always comes through. And having gone through that tribulation, it worketh patience. Patience, experience, hope, which is the expectation of a future good, will never cause shame. And when you go through it and you get to the point where you just trust that God's going to take care of it, it'll help you in the long run. It helps mentally keep your mind together, which I'm very thankful about, especially during these times. But I was reading this morning in Proverbs chapter 24, and again, they're just those little nuggets of information. If you want to really grab on to something, you're to get to know and to heed the advice of God. And this is the advice of God, these little proverbs, you know, verse here, verse there. It'll bless you, especially if you stick to it. If you go to chapter 24, verse 1, it says, "Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom," or true wisdom, "is a house builded, and by understanding," understanding the difference between good and evil, "it is established. And by knowledge," and this is the knowledge of God, "shall the chambers," or the inner chambers, "be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." True wisdom is foundationally Christ Jesus, believing on the name of Jesus Christ. And when you put everything on that, and you build everything on that corner, as soon as you do that, you start seeing the difference between good and evil. And then you have that experiential knowledge of doing whatever it is that God wants you to do. You're going to see the inner chambers be filled with riches and great treasure. Even in this time, I was over in the warehouse a couple days ago. I was walking around. I was like looking around, and it's like 8,000 square feet, and it's just filled with stuff. And I realized like it's all paid for. Like it's all, I don't know, man. It's just like, it's just there. And I was just thinking about how I'm sitting here thinking of the little finances. We need to pay this. We need to pay this. And yet we're surrounded with those precious and pleasant riches. We're surrounded with great things. When you put your trust in God, it's not that it's overnight. It's a foundational principle that you're just set on, and you just kind of walk. And as you watch your life develop, it develops into something you don't even, I don't know, you can't really comprehend. It's a beautiful, beautiful walk that we walk. You just got to choose who you want to walk with. Are you walking in the carnal, the state of death? Are you walking towards that lustful flesh? Or are you walking or setting your course of life in the spiritual with God? When you freak out, do you sit down and do you write God? Do you talk to God? Do you pray to God? Or do you meditate? Where are you going? You got to go to God. It's always God first. Verse 5, "A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. True wisdom is too high for a fool," or someone who is lax of mind or purpose, which I love, by the way, "and he openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth evil," or deviseth to do evil, "shall be called a mischievous person, or a genius at plots. The thought of the foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men." if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Don't be small in God's eyes. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. For men out there, deal with it. You got to deal with life. You got to stand. And you got to be a man of God. You got to be a man who knows that he knows that he knows that God will provide. And you stand on that. Don't be weak of mind. Don't be fluid. There's a truth in this light that you stick on. And when you stick on it, people will see it. That light that's in you, that spiritual light that's in you, people get attracted to. It's God's light. And not only that, but you're going to be settled, man. You're going to be settled in your mind. Verse 13, my son, eat thou honeycomb because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy mouth. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it, and there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. When you find the wisdom of God, and you start to really settle on it and savor it, you're going to see how wonderful it is to know that you know that you know that you have a God, that he's there, man. He is there for you in every situation. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. When you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I ask that you just kind of give me strength and just a set mind today, that I'm calm. I pray for all the projects that are going on, that we can knock everything out that needs to get knocked out. And I thank you that we can, that my brother's knee heals and it's good to go, Father. And I thank you for that opportunity. And I also just thank you for the business that we do have, and that you just continually provide. I thank you for a great day today. I just ask that you take care of each and every one of your believers, and I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.